Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Live on lots of money. He makes a lot, they say.
Sir Elton John, bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. That's long before he was a sir. He was just regular Elton back in those days. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tamar Jacoby is our guest, our good friend, one of our favorite people. 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. Tamar, this is your 10th anniversary. How about that?
That's scary. That's scary.
I know it.
I was a little child when I started.
You were just a baby. We got you right out of elementary school. Thank you for 10 great years, Tamar.
No, thank you, Jim, for the opportunity.
So, and by the way, it's 10 years this week.
This is
your anniversary week. And we've already sent you your anniversary present.
Oh my goodness! Okay. Thank you very much.
It was the email. It was the email you got. That's what we give people.
Okay, well that's fine.
She's the president of Immigration Works USA. Put a .org on the end of that, and you'll find her website and all the things she does to advocate immigration reform. So we talked about what the president did in the previous segment, Tamar. You called it naked politics. What the president did was naked politics, and I agree with that 100%. He could have waited a little bit and got something bipartisan.
Look, if he had gone to the public, if he had given this very same policy as a bill and sent it up to Congress 6 months ago, Republicans would have had a hard time with it, but I believe they would have had to pass it.
Yeah.
Legal status, not a path to citizenship, just legal status.
But see, anything he did to many people on the right is a canard for amnesty.
I know, I understand, but this would have looked very limited compared to what he actually publicly taunted them to do. He publicly taunted them to pass a pass to citizenship for all 11 million. If he'd gone in private to John Boehner and he said, look, I understand you can't pass a pass to citizenship for all 11. How about if I send up a bill, or how about if I let you cook up a bill and then we compromise on, we can do this as a kabuki dance and where you write it and then we agree on it in public. Only a path to legal status, and only for about half of them, Republicans would have been in a real fix, and they would have probably had to find a way to meet him in the middle. Instead, he just did it beautifully.
He doesn't know how to do that, though, Tamar.
He does. I know he doesn't.
I mean, he literally, folks, this president, and folks, I'm not, I don't mean to be pejorative here. This is just an analysis of him. Very honest as I can be. He's not just an ideologue. He is an ideologue's ideologue, isn't he?
Well, and again, put it in pragmatic terms, he doesn't have the bones in his body to compromise.
No, that's my point.
Or to think of a...
That's what an ideologue does. An ideologue cannot move. An ideologue, folks, cannot move from their position.
And doesn't recognize that he doesn't. It's like he doesn't understand that Congress exists. I mean, even the Democrats in Congress, he's treated as bystanders.
So, and he's always been this way. And this comes back to the constitutional, the approach to the Constitution. And this is another reason why, Tamar, I've said for a couple of years now that even though the framers of the Constitution anticipated aggressive and arrogant and over the top executives when they wrote the law. I mean, 200 plus years ago, they were clairvoyant in their understanding of what executives were capable of. I don't think they had any concept that we'd have an ideologue in the White House. Do you?
Well, I don't. I don't think they came up with anything strong enough. Just look for him.
So, going forward to 114th Congress, GOP do?
So what the Congress should do? Of course, they have to say no, 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 and scold them. I understand that. But what they can't do, or they shouldn't do, is they shouldn't get stuck and just saying no, 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 and scolding them. They have to do some positive steps of their own now.
Right.
Not even just because if you're like me, you believe in immigration reform, but just for the sake of showing to the public that they're more than the party of no, they have to do the counterpunch effectively and once. You know, the problem with Obamacare is they never land a counterpunch, mm-hmm. so they punched over and over and over. They punched 54 times they voted to repeal Obamacare, and none of it was effective.
Right.
You just look like an idiot when you do that,
yeah.
when you keep flailing away,
It looks like you can't even make a good argument. Not only can you not come up with good policy, you can't even make a good argument.
So they need to do one effective counterpunch, whatever it is. Don't aim for something you can't do.
But what does that look like in that caucus?
But then the next thing, the most important thing, is then they have to take some positive steps. So, you know, I think they scold them and they censor them and they do whatever they're going to do. Just get over it. Get over the negative part. And then they pass a border bill, but also include with that border bill, or if it's not right the same day, very shortly thereafter, some fixes to the legal immigration system. Mm-hmm. See, that's what the president didn't do. He treated one symptom, which is one part of the people who are here illegally, and he did nothing to fix the problems that are creating people here illegally in the first place, mm-hmm. which have to do with what's wrong with we don't have the right kind of visas.
So you're saying don't even they what they should probably will do and should do is not even address what he did, but go around him and work on other things that are as pressing.
Yeah, and I mean, I think they should scold him one more time, and I don't care what stupid thing they do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, if they tell him that don't, you know, you can't do X,
Y, Do they have any influence with the purse or otherwise to prevent his executive order from being effective?
Well, it's very tricky because you don't want to shut down the Department of Homeland Security, right? And you don't even really want to shut down the Department.
But then we come back to the Latino political football too,
right?
When it's a mess, folks. Kabuki dance. That's the term that she used a minute ago. Look it up. That's Washington D.C. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.